Ah, we're back. It's a Football Friday WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, your name is first, so we have to find out how you're doing first.
I'm doing pretty damn good today, Spike Lee. Jackie Baseball, you all right in there? Holla at your boy.
Always all right. Always all right.
Yeah?
Always all right. Don't sound all right.
Just heard something about Jack, by the way, in the from Hugh and Joe that we might want to bring up later.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Might want to bring that up later, though. A shocking moment here.
It's not.
I might have to do my own top 5 at 5, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't want a top 5 at 5, but I want you thinking over there that we got a piece of info that we didn't know about.
He's already thinking. Yes.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty infallible. I got to be honest.
Oh, boy.
We'll see.
Well, it's a big Football Friday show, as it always is. Nick Kostos, our Odyssey betting insider, will join us around 2:42 to give you your picks for the weekend. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro with your game day forecast at 3:30. Jaws at 4. Tommy Down the Shore at 4:40. The top 5 at 5. We'll also say who we're rooting for the World Series.
Okay.
We will announce our picks there. But I start, of course, on a Football Friday with the Philadelphia Eagles. And Ike, I haven't said this in weeks, months, maybe since I've been back from New York, is that I actually think I agree with Elliot Shore Parks on something. So I saw a tweet from him, and of course the way he phrased it, it irritated me up front. He said that this weekend's game against the Bengals is an acceptable loss. And I'm like, oh, that's just Elliot being annoying again. Of course it's not an acceptable loss. But then I slept.
Got that part right.
And yes. But then I slept on it. And I think he's right. We have it would be nice to win the game, of course. I care how they play, of course. But going into Cincinnati, who is still sort of a desperate team at 3-4, who needs the game, it's a non-conference game. It's on the road. We're underdogs. So I actually think for the Eagles on Sunday, this would be a loss that I'd be okay with. This is an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. I actually agree with Elliot.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. An expected win, maybe that's a little much, but wanting to win and needing it to be a win, I think it's absolutely right down the that's the aisle of we're trying to continue to get better as a football team. We're trying to put together consecutive weeks, continue to stack on that. We've had two, now let's make it three. And I'm ready to go both feet all the way back in and saying this team could possibly be in the conference championship game. That's what I'm ready to do. And that's why a win this weekend is needed for a lot of people. Because I think there are a lot of fans that are out there who still aren't necessarily the Eagles haven't regained their trust totally yet.
Oh, I would agree
there. It's nice that they got a couple of wins and it's sort of quiet down some of the noise around the team. But it's just simmering there, right beneath the surface. So let me just say this first and foremost. The Eagles don't think like you guys do. So let's say we're happy with that.
Thankfully,
part of it. Yes. Thankfully, they don't think like you all do.
Yep.
They feel like this is another opportunity to continue to validate some of the praise and the expectations that had been heaped upon them. And quite frankly, I want that. You should want that as a fan. And to go on the road and take care of business against a team like the Bengals, and forget about their record being 3-4. I think they're better than their record. But they are 3-4, which means they aren't a flawless team, which means they have holes on that roster, areas of weakness. And while the game is important for them because they want to get their season back on track after starting off 0-3, I get that. It's as equally as important for us. It just is. Hell, Washington is about to play Chicago Sunday. I don't even know where the game is at. Is that in Washington?
It's in Washington.
It is in Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. What if they win? They're 5-6. That would put them at what, 6-2?
Yes.
That would put Washington at 6-2. put us at 4-3. How are we feeling then? We're not feeling good. We really will put ourselves in a position of the only way we can get in the playoffs is by winning the division. Right now, that's not the case. I know it may have felt like that, but we're at 4-2. And the toughest division is the NFC North. They're going to beat up on each other. You're not going to get three teams that win 12 games in that division. You might not even get three teams that win 11 games in that division. All right? They're going to beat up on each other there. So you have an opportunity to stack wins, and put yourself in a position to get in the playoffs. More importantly, I think for our psyche, we need this team to go out there and win Sunday. I need them to go out there and win Sunday. I need them to go out there and win Sunday so that I can say, you know what, come Monday, all aboard.
You believe.
All aboard the train. Get on board. The team is back. And we're ready to go. It's a totally different tone in this city. You beat the Bengals. It just is. Because now you've beaten somebody who we sort of have on a pedestal for some reason from an individual player standpoint. So it would be a quality win. And you'd be 5-2. 5-2 feels so much better than 4-3. 5-2, three straight wins with Jacksonville on deck with a chance to go 6-2. Come on, man. Now we're talking about bigger and better things.
So I
lose Sunday, and it's like, we beat the Browns and the Giants. This team still isn't any good.
I agree with everything you said.
Okay.
But except for the point where okay. I don't disagree with anything. I think the difference in tone in the city would feel remarkably different, right?
Yep.
If they win on Sunday, we will walk in on Monday and actually talking about
We peacocking.
Yeah, we're gonna start saying the two word phrase that we're not allowed to talk about.
Yes.
I agree. I also agree that you know, if you stack wins now, there's a tough stretch later in the schedule, and that might be, you know, with Baltimore and Washington, mm-hmm. and that's going to be tough. I agree with all that. But what I also do is I look and I say, well, we still have two games against Dallas. We got two games against Washington. We got another game against the Giants. This is an AFC game. They're desperate out there. And this is not, look, I don't want them to get obliterated, but for me, a loss, coming out of a loss, it's an acceptable scenario for me, and I don't think the season is gone. Now, I agree with everything you said mm-hmm. about the belief in them. Absolutely. I think the way that I would phrase that is a win means more positive to me than a loss is negative, if that makes sense. If they win the game, I'll be over the moon. If they lose the game, I'm just being like, let's get on to Jacksonville, you know?
Yeah, but then I hear you there, and the details do matter. The details matter. Listen, they lose a 38-35 shootout. I'm still up here. Oh, Jalen's back. Offense good. We'll go beat Jacksonville. I'm sure we'll find that way to cope with the loss. But let's say they don't. Let's say Jalen looks bad. Let's say they don't lose that way. Let's say they go out there and get outclassed. We're not going to feel that way Monday about the team. And with Jacksonville on deck, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's just another bad team coming in that we should be able to beat. What does that mean? We beat Jacksonville, we beat the Browns, we beat the Giants. Nobody feels any different, and there's a negative tone around the team. That's why I need them to go out there and win. And quite frankly, it's not as daunting of a task as some of you guys are making it out to be. See, part of me thinks that when I hear it's an acceptable loss, it means you don't really expect them to win anyway.
I don't.
And it's fine. To say, but I'm saying that's what it is. That doesn't make it an acceptable loss. That just means you don't really think they can beat them anyway. And that's where I think Elliott is coming from. Because if you believe in this team and you felt a certain level of confidence in this team, you wouldn't look at it that way.
You would say,
I want them to go out there and win this game because I want them to validate my belief in them. And that's the way I'm looking at it with them.
215.
Win this damn game.
215-592-9494.
Team lost to the Patriots at home.
Is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Jack, at the risk of making everyone mad, what is your response on
that? Of course it's an acceptable loss on Sunday. Are you kidding me? It's a tough spot. It's sometimes games are just tough spots.
And why is it a tough spot?
Because you're walking into a jungle, first of all.
It's the nickname, the jungle.
Tough crowd out there in Cincinnati.
Right.
Their pants are going to be full of Skyline chili. Yeah. Like, it kind of... it is what it is. And Burrow against this defense, it'll be a good test for the defense. But, like, Burrow's going to pang 30 on him. I mean, it's going to happen. So,
first of all, he's not scoring 30. I'll bet anything.
They're not scoring 30. We'll see.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, the last time I felt like a team was going to score 30, it was actually New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then
they're not scoring 30
13,
on this team.
So...
Yeah, again, I feel pretty good about the chances to go out there. I just don't think it's like a big deal if they lose. It's not a big deal. It's a tough spot.
It's a tough spot. So it's an acceptable loss.
Acceptable loss.
That's coming from two guys who don't think very highly of the team. I'm telling you, you just don't have the credibility that you think you have with this.
I know my credibility on certain things is low. And also,
when you don't think very highly of the team, hearing from you two that it's an acceptable loss so you can continue to crush the team Monday.
They're a middle of the pack team. I mean, it happens. They don't have to be
a middle of the pack team.
Well, they are what they are.
Yeah. They're not a middle of the pack team after six games. They're 4-2.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Well, I'm just saying they're 4-2. That's their record. The Bengals, this team that you think so highly of, is the middle of the pack. They're 3-4 or worse.
Figuring it out. Yeah.
Okay, they're figuring it out.
Before we go to the phones, I would just like to say I do reserve the right to complain no matter what happens on Monday.
Of course you do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, that's what we do around
here. Want to make sure that everyone men in black pens after this game.
No, you're good.
All right. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. I think I know where he's going to go on this. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
See, he saw the caller. He knew I was up. He was like, "Let me put this disclaimer out." Because you and Ellie, y'all some $2 hustlers? Y'all think we foolish? Hold up. Acceptable loss?
Yes.
So what? We got to lose pretty? Let me figure something out. Jalen Hurts did everything he could versus the Falcons, right? Saquon dropped the pass, and Ellie still came up here and blamed Jalen Hurts' interception when the defense just stopped playing. He blamed the loss on Hurts. So, Elliot think he's a $2 hustler.
That's true.
Elliot a $2 hustler, but guess what? I ain't buying, baby. Come on.
Because we got number one. We got Michael Jordan under center. I'll take him over everyone.
Hey.
We're just going to generate an AI, Corey.
I could do a Corey call. I could do it myself.
He might bring out the I'm back t-shirt. Remember when he did that, Ike? Remember when he did that in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Hey, it might come out on Sunday. I'm just letting y'all know. It might come out on Sunday. Listen, the Cincinnati Bengals, none of the teams they played this year had a top 10 defense. Guess who do, though? The Philadelphia Eagles. So all them teams, the Chiefs was the only one. And what happened when they played them? Burrow threw, turned the ball. That's what he do. Hey. That's what he do.
Do you really think the Eagles have one of the 10 best defenses in the NFL?
That's what the stats tell me.
Well,
that's all we can go by.
That's what some of the stats tell you.
I don't got to go off of, no, all the stats say they top.
No, DVOA, they're like 17.
I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you what the stats say. They top 10 yards, points allowed.
I'm just asking you if you think they are. That's all. I'm not being combative.
I think so.
Okay.
And listen. Last time Joe Burrow played a Vic Fangio defense, he only scored 14 points. So it's like it ain't. See, this is the thing y'all do. Y'all love pretty things. I get it. You know, people get attracted to pretty girls and all that. Like I get all that. I get it. But it's like, listen. Well, come on Sunday, everybody talking about the jungle. Boy, that ain't no real jungle. That's like going to the jungle gym. You been to jungle gym? That's down in Cincinnati. That's jungle gym. Yeah. That ain't no real jungle. You know, that ain't no real jungle. So we're going to go in there because we got Lions on our side. We got A.J. Brown, all right? They ain't got nobody on their secondary that can stick him. We got dudes that can roll with their corners. We got an all-pro. Mm. We got an up-and-coming defensive rookie of the year.
We do. That's right. That's right.
This call might sound really bad on Monday, Corey.
They don't got nobody in their secondary that can cover A.J. and Devontae. I'm so confident we're going to win this game.
Can the quarterback throw to Devontae then if we're doing the whole, you know, we got Devontae?
Has Devontae when I don't even get 1,000 yards every year?
Yep.
Because AJ misses some time.
Every year he's been in the league, he's had 1,000 yards. Y'all acting like this.
Except for his rookie year was 9-something, but yes.
Yeah.
And he would have had 1,000 and Sirianni wouldn't have took him out. But
that's, oh, that's right. That's right. He would have, yep, in that final game. Yeah.
It's like y'all sit up here and the question yesterday was, can Jalen Hurts win in a shootout, right? And I said yes. And Spike told me we ain't seen him do that in a while, right? Right? That's what you told me.
I don't think I said that. But
well, he beat Buffalo in a shootout.
Yeah, but that was last year. Yeah.
Right. But can Patrick Mahomes win a shootout, Spike? Because I ain't seen him do it in a while. I ain't seen him do it. And last year, when this team was 10-1,
can I just say though,
it's always Mahomes. It's always Mahomes.
You guys are
crazy.
Could you pick someone else?
He's having a bad year this year.
Yeah. Last year, everybody told me.
What? Hold on. Before we do this, what would Mahomes do with AJ Brown, Devontae?
Oh my God!
But
stop with
matters.
What would they do with this?
He would have 50 touchdown passes. That's why it matters.
I'm just telling you what he's doing this year. Don't give me what he would do. Don't give me that nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
It is nonsense.
It's not nonsense. Everyone's like, what Mahomes says sucks. What would Mahomes do with these weapons?
No one is saying Jalen is better than Mahomes.
Yes, they do. All I hear is Mahomes
is Mahomes. No, I'm talking about right now. You can't tell me Patrick Mahomes is having a good year.
He's not having a good year.
Okay, so you can say that.
But I don't, like, why is it always the beat?
Because here's the thing. Here's why you can't use the weapons thing. He's gone and proved he can win without weapons.
I know.
So then you don't need to use the weapons things as an excuse. Why? That's not an excuse for him playing bad.
It's fine. Why is it always, look at Mahomes with Hurts' stats. Why is it always?
Because Mahomes' stats are bad.
They are bad, but he's the best quarterback in football.
And he's playing bad.
I think his situation also matters.
He's not playing like the best quarterback in football
this
year.
He's not playing like that. That's
fine. So we know he's godfathered into the position based on what he's done in the past. But based on what he's doing now, he's not playing like the best quarterback in football.
That's a fact. I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
That's a fact.
But why is it always with the Hurts fans? Look at what Mahomes is doing. I don't get why.
Because we have to start at the top.
But he's not even in the stratosphere.
But if the best quarterback in the league is playing as bad as Jalen is, or worse, as a matter of fact, he's playing worse than Jalen.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Yes. But I think, again, it's situational.
It's not situational.
If he was here.
He's making terrible decisions.
Let me ask you this. If Patrick Mahomes was the Eagles quarterback,
yes.
How many touchdown passes would
yes.
he have? Okay, so that's the point.
But that's not the point because it's not
stats.
The point. No, it's how he's playing.
I understand how he's playing too, but it matters when you're evaluating the quarterbacks together. Like, it has to matter. Like, if Jalen was on that team, they would be doing skuta.
Yes.
Okay, that's my point.
Wait.
Hello, Corey.
Real quick. Let me get this point in real quick. Y'all tell us the reason why we kept comparing to Patrick Mahomes is because y'all bring up Jalen Hurts' past like that don't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all talk about now. So you can't say it matters for Mahomes, but then disregard it when they talk about Jalen.
It's true.
That's what we do.
True.
That's my
it's
problem.
True.
That's the issue. That's the only comparison. And real
true.
Quick,
we can't. We're not allowed to bring up Jalen's past.
Right. And on the way out last year, this team was 10-1, and nobody felt comfortable. So don't tell me a loss on Sunday is okay. I holler at y'all. Go Bird.
All right, Corey.
All right, Corey. Wow.
Love Patrick Mahomes.
You guys going?
He's playing like crap this year.
I know. Not great.
You guys got anything else? I'm just going to stay out of the way until...
That's all here is like, well, what did Mahomes is doing this?
It's a good argument.
It's not a good argument.
Wait, how's it not a good argument? You're just comparing how the guys are playing right now. How is that not a good argument?
Because I have, in my head, okay?
No, Jack, I'm with you. I understand, but you can't focus in on the delusional people who think Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes. Because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is... He's playing better than Patrick Mahomes, or at least Patrick Mahomes is playing down to the level of Jalen Hurts, however you want to look at it. Six touchdowns to 8 interceptions.
I know.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'm with you.
218 yards a game passing. That's Patrick Mahomes.
It's shocking.
The great Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm just saying, that's what it is.
It is what it is.
They're winning because of his...
defense.
Okay.
And Kareem Hunt.
So when we bring up Saquon in the running game and all this other stuff, well, it ain't like Patrick Mahomes is leading the Chiefs to 6-0.
He's not leading the Chiefs to 6-0. But again, my overall point is, if the situations were reversed, the Chiefs would be 3-3.
Sure.
And with him here.
Yes, if you put Mahomes here, yes, we're 6-0.
That's my only argument.
Yes, yes, yes. You happy? I'm not Elliot. I can go ahead and give you that.
But can are the you give Sixers me a better organization?
Like crap or not?
And I said that. Okay. I already said that. I already said that.
Now, are the Sixers a better organization than the Phillies? We'll go and should players be able to bet on their own sports? We'll go through all of the Elliott
things.
All the Elliott things.
Is Devin White getting a $110 million extension from
the Eagles? Yeah, wow. Well, look what Corey did. Inspired
Well, that wasn't Corey. It was Corey that lit the flame. All I see is Mahomes this, Mahomes that.
All right.
Play like crap. I got him in fantasy. And a benching.
Like, I've bet on Travis Kelce 2 touchdowns every week. I'm with you.
All right.
He is cooked.
Yeah,
Travis.
Yeah, he might be cooked for real.
Well, the whole thing, the Taylor Ono over there. Yeah, Yoko Swift. Travis Kelce spending the whole offseason going to concerts and putting on top hats and, you know, doing cereal commercials just so they can have $18 billion rather than $16 billion. You know, go catch a pass, why don't you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cut that audio.
Kelce is catching strays now.
Send it to Trav. Send old Travy.
Yeah. I'm just mad he makes more doing his podcast than I do. That's what makes me mad.
Well, his brother's famous.
Yes. All right. 215-592-9494. Is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles? Coming up next, two great things for you. First of all, they mic'd up Saquon Barkley during the Giants game. And man, if you didn't like the guy already, or if you like the guy, it's going to make you love the guy. And if you didn't think much of the guy, it's going to make you love the guy. So we'll play you that audio next. And coming up in about 20 minutes, Nick Kostos will join us to give you your bets for the weekend. Kostos is good at it, especially props. That is all coming up next. And maybe at some point, we divulge this new information we learned about Jack.
Yeah, I don't like where this
is going. I'll keep him waiting all show for that one.
You're going to have to tell me.
That's all coming up on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm not telling you.
When I watch the Eagles at home, I watch my birds, I get Miller Lite from my local Acme. So this season, when you go to your local Acme for your game day Miller Lite, register for a chance to win WIP's Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway presented by, of course, Miller Lite. That includes, listen to this, a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a Miller Lite cooler, and the grand prize, Birds legend Brent Celek and myself watching an Eagles game at your house. For info and participating Acme market locations, go to 94WIP.com. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yeah! Yeah, Rizzler, welcome on this show whenever he wants.
He's the best. Yeah. Of all of them,
yes.
Rizzler's my goat.
Yeah, everybody loves the Rizzler. Highest approval rating, Rizzler. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In about 12 minutes, Nick Kostos joins us. Give you your bit, and we suggest when you listen to Nick, you do it with a pen and a piece of paper or the notes app on your phone open so you can write down his picks so you can decide whether you want to bet him this weekend. Before we get back going, tomorrow, for the podcast, for Rice Ricky Sanchez, every year we do a run team for this event that Providence Animal Center holds in Providence Animal Center is in Media. It's an animal shelter. It's called Bark in the Park. And every year we have a big run team for their event, which is tomorrow at Rose Tree Park. Our goal this year is now raising $25,000 for Providence Animal Center. Mm. And we are $1,100 away with about 20 hours to go. So if you have an extra $5, an extra $10, and you would like to donate, it's right there on the on my Twitter. It's the top thing on my Twitter to donate. I think we're $1,100 away from $25,000. And if you're around tomorrow, it starts at 9 a.m. at Rose Tree Park in Media. So
are you running?
So
nah, I don't think so.
Well, so last year was the first year I couldn't run because it was right before hip surgery.
Right.
I could physically do it, and it is. I want to do it badly, but I'm afraid that if I run it, I'm going to regret it.
Don't run it. Walk it. You'll be okay.
Okay.
And second question.
Yeah.
How much do I have? Now, that's a big question, but how much do I have to donate to tell me whatever this nonsense is that Giulio and Hugh were talking about in the
You mean before it goes on the air, or because it's going on the air one way or another?
I would like to get it over. Whatever it is.
Let me look at the schedule here. Can't be it. How about this? After Tornado Shapiro at 3:30, we'll do it then.
All right.
Can you wait an hour?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay.
I really can't, but I will.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to do it now. I'm making you sweat for another.
Yes, okay.
Making sweat for another.
Yes.
Is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Jack and I say it is.
Of course it is.
Non-conference game, a hungry team, away. They're actually underdogs. Just go in there and show that you're not losers.
Just play tough.
Play tough. That's all we need out of this one. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Nick? What's up?
I'm going to say hi to all three of you. Hi, all three of you. And I know you guys are doing great.
Oh, thanks.
So I got turned twice with the Corey conversation. So first I was going to call up and say, I really like the Eagles in this spot. Cincinnati, they stink. Sorry, Ike.
It's okay.
They struggled to score 21 against that putrid team we crushed last week. And they struggled to score 21 against the Cleveland team we beat the week before.
Wait, we scored 22 against Cleveland?
20.
20.
It's not getting the weeds.
Okay.
Okay. It's not a transitive property here.
Okay. All right.
But what I'm saying is,
let you go.
This team, I think the Eagles are slightly turning a corner. I'm not going to say that they're doing it 100 miles an hour, but they're inching around the corner, and I don't think they're going to struggle with this team. I think they should be a favorite in this game. Now, the Corey and Columbus Patrick Mahomes conversation. Ike, listen.
Yes.
I thought you were the football guy on the show.
I am.
All right.
That's why you should kind of open your ears and listen.
Yeah, open your heart.
That's what we all do.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know this. Like, it makes no difference what Pat or Patrick or Patricia Mahorn does in the regular season. He is the GOAT. We saw him last year. They weren't going to make the playoffs, right? We had this conversation midway through the season. They might not make the playoffs. They're taking some bad losses. And all they did was shut everybody up, run the table, and went through the hardest NFL playoff schedule to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He gets a bye. This is my whole point.
No, he doesn't get a bye. No, he doesn't get a bye. When he's playing bad, it's my job to say he's playing bad. You can give him a bye if you want to. But just because he did something last year and the year before and the year before doesn't mean he can go out and play like crap this year and everybody can still be like, you know what? He's Patrick Mahomes. He's playing great. No, you could say you believe he's going to turn it around, or the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, or what have you. But that doesn't change the reality that Patrick Mahomes isn't playing good football right now. That doesn't change it.
I agree with everything you just said, every single word, with all the inflection and emphasis you put on every single word.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my only
point.
Conversation
yep.
to that is that we know this. He's allowed to suck in the middle of playoffs. I mean, the middle of the season, and we can tell him that he sucks. At the end of the day, he has a track record. I need my man, Mister.
Mm-hmm.
What's his number? 301 Michael Jordan. LeBron, whatever they called his dude,
yeah.
Corey, and his father-in-law, all those guys. All right, there's a 10 yard by 20 yard gap in the middle of the field. That's the Bermuda Triangle for this dude. He can't find the Titanic if it's sitting there in the middle of a football field. I need our man to be our man.
Okay.
And let me bring up Patrick Mahomes. I don't care how bad he's playing. He still hasn't.
That's fine, and for it to be okay for you, that's fine. But when talking about or trying to have things in perspective and not overreact to our quarterback, you're going to draw the comparison to the game's greatest quarterback and say, look how terrible he's playing right now.
I don't care because he's
– that's fine that you don't care. It doesn't make me wrong, and it doesn't make Corey wrong because we point it out. Just because you don't want to acknowledge it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
I acknowledge it, but what I do know is that that man has played to the best of
I understand.
Ability.
I get that. I understand that, but Jalen has played well, too. Maybe not as well as Patrick Mahomes, but we'll say forget about what Jalen has done in the past.
Look, I won't give – a lot of people go, oh, we only have one good year. I'm going to give him this. I'm going to give him 18 months. He played good for a year and a half. And you know what? I'll give him 2 years. What he's played – since we want to talk current day, October 24th today or 25th, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's nowhere where we need him to be.
I agree.
Well, I've been around these for a while. You guys are talking in circles a little bit. I think the difference is that it's not when Ike is mentioning Mahomes or at least agreeing with Corey. It's not to say that Jalen Hurts is as good as Mahomes. That's not what it is.
Yeah, not even in the same.
However.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes can have a bad year, and you could acknowledge it. Now, you could have faith that Patrick Mahomes, once the playoffs come around, will be a different player, and I think we would all probably bet on that. But it is fair to say, hey, look, he can play bad, so other, you know, it
other
doesn't...
Other quarterbacks can play bad and
still be a good player.
Exactly.
And still be a good player. Okay. Anyway.
You know this caveat. We'd love to say sometimes, like, when A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were hurt, And Jalen looked terrible. We're like, well, nobody can win without talent around him, right?
That's a fair point.
There's also a fair argument, like Jack Fritz said 10 minutes ago. What would Patrick Mahomes do with this talent? They would have 1,500 yards last year. They wouldn't both have 1,000 yards.
Yeah, but
they would both have 1,500.
That's not the point.
It's
not the point that I'm making, ladies and gentlemen. It really isn't.
Corey had to go through.
And people hear that and you get outraged because that's what you hear. You hear, or you're trying to say Jalen Hurts is good as Patrick Mahomes. No, what I'm saying is Patrick Mahomes is playing as bad as Jalen Hurts. And a quarterback who's showed that he's played well in the past can have a down time, a down year, a down period, and still turn it around. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
I'm not telling you Jalen is Patrick Mahomes.
And I think you would also say it's reasonable to give Patrick Mahomes more of the benefit of the doubt because he has a longer resume.
Without question.
Of course.
Without question.
I understand where you're coming from.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody does.
Yes. But I do understand Jack getting nauseous at the comparison.
Yes, the sound of it.
Yes.
Don't bring up Patrick Mahomes.
The Twitter Mahomes.
Don't do it.
We need Tommy from down the shore saying Mahomes.
Mahomes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Mark's Half Off event is going on now. Get a jump on the holiday shopping season for half off. Get all the details at marks-jewelers.com. Would losing Sunday be acceptable?
No.
What do you think the percentages are?
I know this fan base. No.
Yes. You want to guess the percent?
Yeah, 83%.
84. That was excellent.
How about that?
Yeah. And I will say this for Elliot. He is good at a lot of things. But taking a reasonable position and phrasing it in a way that will make people insane is an Elliott specialty. I've never seen anything like it before. And the accept, because I got, when I read it at first, yeah, it made me angry.
Yeah, I almost replied to it.
Yes, until I started thinking about it. And then
I almost replied to him. And I said, we're on the same team.
Yes.
Oh, but on Sunday, when I'm just trying to reverse jinx the Mets, I got to deal with Ike replying to my tweet and then having people, there he is, Jack once again, yeah, hating the Eagles, hating football. You know, just let me live.
No, that's because the Eagles had won that day, and I felt like that should have been an Eagles day.
Yeah. I tweeted when the Eagles won. I said that was a refreshing win.
Oh, wow. Look at that. The emphasis. Wow.
Had, yeah.
Might as well just paint your face midnight green and silver.
How much more do you want?
Yeah. Well, we need a bet with Jack, by the way, painting his face like the like Sean, the shoulder pads guy or whatever.
Yeah,
I would love to have you dressing up like that.
Awesome.
All right. Nick Kostos joins us in a moment. 215-592-9494. I mentioned earlier Bark in the Park being in Delco tomorrow. We're Delco's men on this show. I was born and raised in Delco.
I visited there this year.
Yes. You got to see the other side of Delco. You saw all the sides of Delco, right?
Yep.
You saw the media, Dining Under the Stars. You also saw Dolan's. You saw every side of Delco. And they say Delco's a lot, and they are right. There's all sorts of different things in Delco. And it's fall, so there's pumpkin picking, and there's festivals, and, you know, fall foliage, all that sort of stuff. This weekend, happy hours with Deer Creek Malt House at Newland Grist Mills in Glen Mills, which is where I grew up, by the way, Saturday from 3 to 7. Stop by, enjoy a few beverages, relax by the creek. Great way to spend a fall afternoon. And the game on Sunday, you can hang out with friends, have a drink, tons of places to do that. Kickoff 1 p.m. Make sure you get there early. For the full list of events, go to visitdelcopa.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they could not be more right. Chris in Pensauken, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What's up there, Spike? And Jack?
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
I'm having a wonderful day. Can I ask you guys a question? Because you guys are all intelligent. It's Friday at 2:30, right? Does anybody work anymore? I-95 is like a friggin' parking lot. I'm heading to Maryland tomorrow to go tuna fishing. You think it's everybody's going down the shore in August. Does anybody work in America today besides you three?
You know, there was a lot of traffic on my drive from Jersey today, too. More than Fridays are usually pretty quiet now, because if you look around the office around here, nobody works anymore on Fridays.
Yeah,
but
right?
There was a lot of traffic today, actually.
The shore traffic? Is it people going to the shore?
I have no idea.
I'm heading to Maryland, and I'm telling you, it's like going to the shore in August. Like, it's crazy. But you guys are awesome. So my truck's all cleaned up. I got to the gym. I'm going to go catch some tuna. And guess what, Spike?
What's
up? No way. Ike is 100%, because it can't be, when I love when people call me, 150%. I'm like, well, that's not logical. But anyway, that doesn't make sense. I'm 100% behind Ike. That game is not allowed. Allowing a loss. We already lost to Atlanta when we should have won. And if you look at those records real good, Spike, because you like crunching numbers. You ran that company there. If they don't win the division here, we might not make the playoffs. I told Jack that.
Yes, but if you want to win the division, but Chris, you still have two more games against Dallas. You have another game against the Giants. You have two games against Washington. You want to win the division. The division's right. Honestly, if you win the rest of your division games, hold on, Chris. If you win the rest of your division games, you're at 9 wins without winning another game.
Let me ask you a question, Spike.
Yeah,
Ike and Jack, you can chime in. You really think we're gonna sweep Dallas?
No.
And the Redskins?
No.
I don't.
No. I agree with
you.
The Redskins
got the easiest schedule in the NFL, and I was trying to explain that to Jack last night, but then your dad went off again. I had to give him belt to ass, and then because he's so stubborn, dude. You're a little bit stubborn. That dude it's beautiful out there. If he said it's snowing, he would not listen to anybody.
So, Chris, thank you. I don't live with him. Thank you for the call, Chris. A funny thing, and then we'll get to Kostos about the. And I am stubborn, but nowhere near as stubborn as him. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out where he got it from one day. So his dad, my grandfather, Pop-Up Don, everyone will call him D, passed away. May he rest in peace. One time, my Uncle Eric, who's my dad's brother, he said, hey, go up to D. Ask him how the Phillies are going to be this year. and whatever he says, agree with him and watch him go to the other side. And right. I went up and I was like, how do you think the Phillies are going to be? He's like, they're going to be really good. And I was like, yeah, I also think they're going to be good. He's like, not so fast. They're not going to be good at all. And I was like, oh, that's where my dad got his.
He's a guy who wants to be on the other side.
Got his way. Yep. Nick Kostos joins us now. He is the host of You Better You Bet, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And that's it. Kostos, you there, brother?
What's going on? How are we doing today, guys?
We're good.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Frank.
Yes. The great Frank Sinatra. Notice he didn't write the song called Philly, Philly.
Yes,
shut up.
Yeah, enough out of here.
You played the music, Jack, not me.
I was trying to do a nice thing. There was no shot at Philly there.
I'm taking the shot at Philly, Jack. How about that?
Well, by the way.
28-3.
Yeah. Now, I know you're a Yankee fan, and we have no problems with the Yankees fans here, actually. It's only Mets fans. But
fair enough.
You did. I believe you said neither the Yankees nor the Dodgers would get to the World Series.
I did say that. Okay. Yes. Just in case we're keeping score, yeah. I also bet the Giants to cover the spread last week against the Eagles.
Yes.
If you want to just really unfurl the list of things I've been wrong about.
Well, yes. When you're emotional about it, it makes it a little bit hard sometimes anyway. And by the way, you can't win all your bets. That's not me. You're obviously good at what you do.
I appreciate you saying that.
I guess just before we get to the football part, how are you feeling from a handicapping standpoint for the World Series? I believe the Yankees are a slight favorite last time I looked.
Dodgers, like a slight, but we're close to even money. Dodgers are a small favorite right now.
Okay.
About -125. Yankees, like +105. If you flipped home field, if the Yankees had home field, I think the Yankees would be -125. Dodgers would be +105. I'm oddly confident. As a Yankee fan, I'm never confident. But I know, like whatever. Like, no one wants to hear a Yankee fan bitch and moan. But, I mean, I'm being sincere, right? But we've gotten our tails kicked in for 15 years, right, after beating the Phillies in the World Series in 09. So it's, like, hard to be really confident and optimistic. But I am right now ahead of the series. And I have to go back to, and I've been wrong, and I've paid with it because I've bet against the Dodgers in the first two rounds. I took the Mets and I took the Padres. The reason why me and a lot of other people, and we've all been wrong, we all were wrong, right? The reason why we didn't like the Dodgers in those series is because the Dodgers don't have the starting pitching. Now, you got to give Dave Roberts credit. I don't think he's the best manager, like managing off the spreadsheet or off the calculator or whatever, but those bullpen games, guys, they've been really good for the Dodgers. A bunch of shutouts in this postseason in these bullpen games. I have to imagine, and look, it doesn't have to like go the way I think it's going to. Maybe the relievers are just absolutely lights out. I think the Yankees have the pitching advantage in this series. Now, I would like to see, like in the old days, not that long ago, when you paid a starting pitcher $350 million and he would get the ball games 1, 4, and 7 in the World Series, as opposed to Garrett Cole, who's only going to go games 1 and 5, which makes me sick.
Oh, I thought he was going 1, 4, and 7.
I talked to a bunch of people, Spike. I can't believe this. Apparently, Cole will pitch game 1 and then game 5 and not 1, 4, 7.
He's
I don't know what world we're in right now where this doesn't happen anymore. But I do think the Yankees have the better pitching. I think the lineups are really close to equal if Freddie Freeman's not 100%. And I am a homer a little bit here. So give me my New York Yankees to win World Series number 28.
All right, let's get to the serious stuff. Football. Eagles, Bengals. Last I look, Eagles 3-point underdog. It's bounced around from 2.5 to 3.5 right in that range. What do you like in that game?
So let me see where we're at right now. Okay, so BetMGM right now is hanging. A Bengals juice 2.5. Like, there's no way that number's right if T. Higgins is not going to play.
Yeah.
So I just asked Jack, so I know you guys are aware of it. This news broke a couple minutes ago. T. Higgins questionable now, just added to the injury report. Knowing his injury history, I have no inside information. My guess is he doesn't play, but again, Sunday morning, like, we'll find out for sure. And I'll just say, like, earlier in the week, I did bet Cincinnati -2.5. I just like the matchup. I like the point spread being under 3. I'm not trying to be an Eagles hater. I like this matchup for Cincinnati. If T. Higgins is not going to play, guys, we have now seen this play out for season after season with Cincinnati, that in order for this offense to operate at peak efficiency, they need both Chase and Higgins in the lineup together. And if Higgins doesn't play, it's going to make life a lot easier on this Eagles defense, Vic Fangio and company. So, like, I can't give you a firm thought on this game until I know if T. Higgins is playing. If he plays and he's 100%, I think the Bengals win by 3 or more. Honestly, if he doesn't play in this game, I think the Eagles go into Cincinnati and win the game outright. That's how how important I think T. Higgins is to the Bengals.
Wow. All right. So, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Could go either way. We'll know. What is it, 11 o'clock when we know if he's active or not?
11:30. We're okay. 90 minutes before kickoff always of the games.
All right. So give us your – we want your three best picks of the weekend, then we'll get a prop from you.
Okay, the three best bets this weekend. All right, let's see what we got on the board here. Let's go. I'll give you a total to start. Let's go over 41 with the Jets and the Patriots. I've lost so much money on the Jets this year. No desire to keep betting this team to cover spreads, but I do think their offense with Devontae and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall can score on a defense that is soft. How do we know? Because the head coach said it with New England. And I like Drake May a lot. I think he's been really good in the first two games for the Patriots. Over 41 Jets and Pats. I'll take the Browns, not just to cover at home against Baltimore. I'm going to have a bet on the Browns to win this game also with Jameis Winston as the quarterback this week for Cleveland. I think this point spread's way too big.
What's the number? Is it 7?
8.5.
Okay.
It should be 7. Like, that should be the point spread of this game with Deshaun Watson not playing. I'll take the Browns plus the 8.5, and I will also have a bet on the Browns just for this, Browns plus 8.5, but I'm saying, like, I'll bet the Browns to win the game as well. And last one, Raiders is no more. I can't give you the Raiders. That's not 10 anymore. Okay. No matter who plays quarterback for the Commanders, if it's Mariota and the number is Bears minus 3, bet the Bears. If it's Jaden Daniels, they're going to shoot him up on Toradol. He's not going to move really well with the rib injury, and the point spread goes down, bet the Bears. So it's Bears no matter what on the road at the Commanders on Sunday.
All right. What I like from you best are the props. Give us, you got a prop or two you really like this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'll give you one from the Eagles game. At some point, like, the sports books are going to get their brains beaten in on this prop because, like, they keep mispricing your guy, A.J. Brown, every single week. A.J. Brown, I want to, let's see, is it 75.5? It's comically low, the number for A.J. Brown. 75 or 77.5? Like, this is the Kellen Moore offense. It's hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley and throw it deep to A.J. Brown, which, by the way, is not a bad game plan. A.J. Brown, easy, over 76.5 receiving yards. I love that. And the bonus one will be, we have seen tight ends really hurt the Seattle Seahawks. I think last week, Kyle Pitts had a nice game. A couple weeks ago, George Kittle on Thursday Night Football. It's been a disappointing season, fantasy-wise, fantasy owners will know this, for Dalton Kincaid, but I love this matchup for Kincaid against the Seattle Seahawks defense. Dalton Kincaid for the Bills, over 41.5 receiving yards against Seattle.
All right. Well, there he is, Nick Kostos. We wish you honest good luck. We have.
Do you? No, Spike.
Yes, we haven't announced who we're cheering for yet.
But do you? It's okay if you don't mean it. It is.
With the Yankees?
Yes.
No, I, and we'll officially make our announcements later. But I have a very soft spot in my heart for the Yankees.
Good.
My time in New York. This is what I would say. Yankees fans were cool to me. Giants fans were whatever. You know, they're not passionate about anything.
Well, we suck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's not fair, honestly.
But Jets fans and Mets fans will forever get my ire. I can't stand either of them. I hope they lose every game they ever play. I hope all of their fans are miserable. And the Yankees winning the World Series would make Mets fans even more miserable, as they will be reminded that they are truly the little brother in New York. So we do wish you the best of luck.
When's Joel Embiid coming back?
All right. Well, when's Mikal Bridges learning how to shoot again?
Like, dude, he looks like me on the 4th of July after 14 years. Like, I don't know what the hell that is, man. It's terrible.
And I think Joel will be back Wednesday. That's my gut.
Can we get some good basketball here? Like, I'd like to see the Sixers fully formed here with Paul.
Yeah, they'll get there. It's a long season.
I don't know, man. It looks like Celtics Thunder looks pretty likely to me after the first couple games. In any event, wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
There he is, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet. He is also the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Good picks by Nick.
Yeah, I disagree with one of
them. Completely out of control with the Browns outright beating the Ravens. I don't see that.
Yes. I wonder what.
But I like the 8.5, though.
I
like the 8.5 at home.
Is that probably plus 350 or something? I didn't hear what he said. The
Browns outright?
The Browns outright was.
Oh, yeah.
But if the. I am curious to see how the Browns look with a functional quarterback there.
Jameis?
Yeah. Well, he's functional.
Functional. That's a, you know.
He's functional.
Maybe.
I just want the pregame speech, man. That's all I'm waiting on.
Yeah, I wanted to add his postgame speech to
eating those
Sean
W's
Watson.
Or whatever. Is
But now it's all over TikTok and Instagram Reels. His defense.
Oh yeah,
over the weekend.
Oh yeah,
it was so Jameis.
Yes,
it was so
Jameis. Of course, yes, that's Jameis Winston.
He was being. He seemed very.
He's genuine. With
genuine.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He is his teammate, even though he's a bad guy. Whatever. Sometimes bad guys are teammates.
Well,
it
listen, Jameis can sort of understand.
Yes,
he's had his own issues.
He's had his own issues. Yep. Yeah. +350, by the way. Yes.
Yeah, that was a good guess by me. All right, coming up next.
And I like that Bears pick.
I might not like that one.
I like that Bears.
And we'll talk about that one, 5:30. All right, coming up next, we will reveal what Jack... Nope, that's not coming up for
it's
a little
while. It's not coming up for an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to let that wait. Let that simmer. We learned a fact about Jack that he does not know that we learned. I'm excited to reveal that. But coming up next, the guy that gave us this idea for the show, Elliot Shore Parks, joins us, and he will explain to you why it will be an acceptable loss if the Eagles lose on Sunday. Also,
that ought to be fun.
Want to find out from Elliot, you know, how much he thinks this defensive performance over the last couple weeks is real and what they can do on Sunday against the Bengals. So Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Enjoy all the NFL action with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Now, new customers can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on a game this week. Now, when you go to the FanDuel app, you'll see a few of my favorite features that they have on there. How about the Parlay Hub, man? Go into that Parlay Hub, build you a nice little parlay. You can bet little to win a lot. That's what I love about the Parlay Hub. And how about the FanDuel Squares? A lot like, you know, the Super Bowl Squares. We all play Super Bowl Squares on Super Bowl Sunday. This is much better. You get to choose your numbers in-game if you want to. Now, just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Yeah! Yeah, Rizzler, welcome on this show whenever he wants.
He's the best. Yeah. Of all of them,
yes.
Rizzler's my goat.
Yeah, everybody loves the Rizzler. Highest approval rating, Rizzler. Mm-hmm. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In about 12 minutes, Nick Kostos joins us. Give you your bit. And we suggest when you listen to Nick, you do it with a pen and a piece of paper or the notes app on your phone open so you can write down his picks so you can decide whether you want to bet him this weekend. Before we get back going, tomorrow, for the podcast for Rice Ricky Sanchez, every year we do a run team for this event that Providence Animal Center holds in Providence Animal Center is in Media. It's an animal shelter. It's called Bark in the Park. And every year we have a big run team for their event, which is tomorrow at Rose Tree Park. Our goal this year is now raising $25,000 for Providence Animal Center. Mm. And we are $1,100 away with about 20 hours to go. So if you have an extra $5, an extra $10, and you would like to donate, it's right there on the on my Twitter. It's the top thing on my Twitter to donate. I think we're $1,100 away from $25,000. And if you're around tomorrow, it starts at 9 a.m. at Rose Tree Park in Media. So,
are you running?
So,
nah, I don't think so.
Well, so last year was the first year I couldn't run because it was right before hip surgery.
Right.
I could physically do it, and it is. I want to do it badly, but I'm afraid that if I run it, I'm going to regret it.
Don't run it. Walk it. You'll be okay.
Okay.
And second question.
Yeah.
How much do I have? Now, that's a big question, but how much do I have to donate to tell me whatever this nonsense is that Giglio and Hugh were talking about
You mean before it goes on the air or? Because it's going on the air one way or another.
I would like to get it over. Whatever it is.
Let me look at the schedule here. Can't be it. How about this? After Tornado Shapiro at 3:30, we'll do it then.
All right.
Can you wait an hour?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay.
I really can't, but I will.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to do it now. I'm making you sweat for another.
Yeah, it's okay. Making
sweat for another.
Yes.
Is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Jack and I say it is.
Of course it is.
Non-conference game, a hungry team, away. They're actually underdogs. Just go in there and show that you're not losers.
Yeah, just play tough.
You play tough.
Yeah, just play tough.
Play tough. That's all we need out of this one. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Nick? What's up?
I'm going to say hi to all three of you. Hi, all three of you. And I know you guys are doing great.
Oh,
so I got turned twice with the Corey conversation. So first I was going to call up and say, I really like the Eagles in this spot. Cincinnati, they stink. Sorry, Ike.
It's okay.
They struggled to score 21 against that putrid team we crushed last week. And they struggled to score 21 against the Cleveland team we beat the week before.
Wait, we scored 22 against Cleveland?
20.
It's not getting the weeds.
Okay.
It's not a transitive property here.
Okay, all right.
But what I'm saying is,
let you cook.
This team, I think the Eagles are slightly turning a corner. I'm not going to say that they're doing it 100 miles an hour, but they're inching around the corner, and I don't think they're going to struggle with this team. I think they should be a favorite in this game. Now, the Corey and Columbus Patrick Mahomes conversation, Ike, listen.
Yes.
I thought you were the football guy on the show.
I am.
All right.
That's why you should kind of open your ears and listen.
Yeah, open your hearts.
That's what we all do.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know this. Like, it makes no difference what Pat or Patrick or Patricia Mahorn does in the regular season. He is the GOAT. We saw him last year. They weren't going to make the playoffs, right? We had this conversation midway through the season. They might not make the playoffs. They're taking some bad losses. And all they did was shut everybody up, run the table, and went through the hardest NFL playoff schedule to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He gets a bye. This is my whole point.
No, he doesn't get a bye. No, he doesn't get a bye. When he's playing bad, it's my job to say he's playing bad. You can give him a bye if you want to, but just because he did something last year and the year before and the year before doesn't mean he can go out and play like crap this year and everybody can still be like, you know what, he's Patrick Mahomes, he's playing great. No, you could say you believe he's going to turn it around or the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl or what have you. But that doesn't change the reality that Patrick Mahomes isn't playing good football right now.
I agree with everything you just said, every single word, with all the inflection and emphasis you put on every single word.
Mm-hmm.
My only counter conversation to that is that we know this. He's allowed to suck in the middle of the season. And we can tell him that he sucks. At the end of the day, he has a track record. I need my man, Mr. What's his number? 301, Michael Jordan, LeBron, whatever they call this dude, Corey, and his father-in-law, all those guys. All right? There's a 10-yard by 20-yard gap in the middle of the field that's the Bermuda Triangle for this dude. He can't find the Titanic if it's sitting there in the middle of a football field. I need our man to be our man.
Okay.
And if we bring up Patrick Mahomes, I don't care how bad he's playing, he still hasn't.
That's fine, and for it to be okay for you, that's fine. But when talking about or trying to have things in perspective and not overreact to our quarterback, you're going to draw the comparison to the game's greatest quarterback and say, look how terrible he's playing right now.
I don't care because he's...
That's fine that you don't care. It doesn't make me wrong, and it doesn't make Corey wrong because we pointed out. Just because you don't want to acknowledge it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
I acknowledge it, but what I do know is that that man has played to the best of
anybody's I understand.
Ability.
I get so, that. I understand that, but Jalen has played well, too. Maybe not as well as Patrick Mahomes, but we'll say, forget about what Jalen has done in the past.
Look, I won't get a lot of people go, oh, we only have one good year. I'm going to give him this. I'm going to give him 18 months. He played good for a year and a half. And you know what? I'll give him 2 years. What he's played. Since we want to talk current day, October 24th, today, or 25th, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's nowhere where we need him to be.
I agree.
Well, I've been around these for a while. You guys are talking in circles a little bit. I think the difference is that it's not when Ike is mentioning Mahomes or at least agreeing with Corey. It's not to say that Jalen Hurts is as good as Mahomes. That's not what
even,
it is.
Yeah, not even in the same.
However,
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes can have a bad year, and you could acknowledge it. Now, you could have faith that Patrick Mahomes, once the playoffs come around, will be a different player, and I think we would all probably bet on that. But but it is fair to say, hey, look, he can play bad, so other, you know, it
other
doesn't...
Other quarterbacks can play bad and
still be a good player.
Exactly.
And still be a good player. Anyway,
here's my last caveat. We'd love to say sometimes, like, when A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were hurt, And Jalen looked terrible. We're like, well, nobody can win without talent around them, right?
Well, that's a fair point.
There's also a fair argument, like Jack Fritz said 10 minutes ago. What would Patrick Mahomes do with this talent? They would have 1,500 yards last year. They wouldn't both have 1,000 yards.
Yeah, but
they would both have 1,500.
That's not the point. I appreciate
all right, thank you.
Yeah, it's not the point that I'm making, ladies and gentlemen. It really isn't.
Corey had to go throw
it. And people hear that and you get outraged because that's what you hear. You hear, or you're trying to say Jalen Hurts is good as Patrick Mahomes. No, what I'm saying is Patrick Mahomes is playing as bad as Jalen Hurts. And a quarterback who's played, showed that he's played well in the past, can have a down time, a down year, a down period, and still turn it around. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
I'm not telling you Jalen is Patrick Mahomes.
And I think you would also say it's reasonable to give Patrick Mahomes more of the benefit of the doubt because he has a longer resume.
Without question.
Of course.
Without question.
I understand where you're coming from.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody does.
Yes. But I do understand Jack getting nauseous at the comparison.
Yes, at the sound of it.
Yes, yes.
Don't bring up Patrick Mahomes.
The Twitter Mahomes.
Don't do it.
We need Tommy from down the shore saying Mahomes.
Mahomes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Mark's Half Off event is going on now. Get a jump on the holiday shopping season for half off. Get all the details at marks-jewelers.com. Would losing Sunday be acceptable?
No.
What do you think the percentages are?
I know this fan base. No.
Yes. You want to guess the percent?
Yeah, 83%.
84. That was excellent.
Wow, about that?
Yeah. And I will say this for Elliot. He is good at a lot of things. But taking a reasonable position and phrasing it in a way that will make people insane is an Elliot specialty. I've never seen anything like it before. And the accept, because I got, when I read it at first, it made me angry.
Yeah, I almost replied to it.
Yes, until I started thinking about it. And then
I almost replied to him. And I said, we're on the same team.
Yes.
Oh, but on Sunday, when I'm just trying to reverse jinx the Mets, I got to deal with Ike replying to my tweet and then having people, there he is, Jack once again, hating the Eagles, hating football. You know, just let me live.
No, that's because the Eagles had won that day, and I felt like that should have been an Eagles day.
Yeah. I tweeted when the Eagles won. I said that was a refreshing win.
Oh, wow. Look at that. The emphasis.
Excitement.
Wow.
Had, yeah.
Might as well just paint your face midnight green and silver.
How much more do you want?
Yeah. Well, we need a bet with Jack, by the way, painting his face like the like Sean, the shoulder pads guy or whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to have you dressing up like that.
Awesome.
All right. Nick Kostos joins us in a moment. 215-592-9494. I mentioned earlier Bark in the Park being in Delco tomorrow. We're Delco's men on this show. I was born and raised in Delco.
I visited there this year.
Yes. You got to see the other side of Delco. You saw all the sides of Delco, right?
Yep.
You saw the media, Dining Under the Stars. You also saw Dolan's. You saw every side of Delco. And they say Delco's a lot, and they are right. There's all sorts of different things in Delco. And it's fall, so there's pumpkin picking, and there's festivals, and, you know, fall foliage, all that sort of stuff. This weekend, happy hours with Deer Creek Malt House at Newland Grist Mills in Glen Mills, which is where I grew up, by the way, Saturday from 3 to 7. Stop by, enjoy a few beverages, relax by the creek. Great way to spend a fall afternoon. And the game on Sunday, you can hang out with friends, have a drink, tons of places to do that. Kickoff 1 p.m. Make sure you get there early. For the full list of events, go to visitdelcopa.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they could not be more right. Chris in Pensauken, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What's up there, Spike? And Jack?
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
I'm having a wonderful day. Can I ask you guys a question? Because you guys are all intelligent. It's Friday at 2:30, right? Does anybody work anymore? I-95 is like a friggin' parking lot. I'm heading to Maryland tomorrow to go tuna fishing. You think everybody's going down the shore in August. Does anybody work in America today besides you three?
You know, there was a lot of traffic on my drive from Jersey today too. More than Fridays are usually pretty quiet now because if you look around the office around here, nobody works anymore on Fridays.
Yeah,
but
right?
there was a lot of traffic today. Actually,
the shore traffic, is it people going to the shore?
I have no idea.
But I'm heading to Maryland, and I'm telling you, it's like going to the shore in August. Like it's crazy. But you guys are awesome. So my truck's all cleaned up. I got to the gym. I'm gonna go catch some tuna. And guess what, Spike?
What's
no
up?
No way. Ike is 100%, because it can't be when I love a field calling. 150%. I'm like, well, that's not logical anyway. That doesn't make sense. I'm 100% behind Ike. That game is not allowed. Allowing a loss. We already lost to Atlanta when we should have won. And if you look at those records real good, Spike, because you like crunching numbers. You ran that company there. If they don't win the division here, we might not make the playoffs. I told Jack that.
Yes, but if you want to win the division, but Chris, you still have two more games against Dallas. You have another game against the Giants. You have two games against Washington. You want to win the division. The division's right. Honestly, if you win the rest of your division games, hold on, Chris. If you win the rest of your division games, you're at 9 wins without winning another game.
Let me ask you a question, Spike.
Yeah.
Ike and Jack, you can chime in. You really think we're gonna sweep Dallas?
No.
And the Redskins?
No.
I don't.
No. I agree with
the
you.
The Redskins got the easiest schedule in the NFL, and I was trying to explain that to Jack last night. But then your dad went off again. I had to give him belt to ass, and then because he's so stubborn, dude. You're a little bit stubborn. That dude it's beautiful out there. If he said it's snowing, he would not listen to anybody.
So, Chris, thank you. I don't live with him. thank you for the call, Chris. A funny thing, and then we'll get to Costos about the. And I am stubborn, but nowhere near as stubborn as him. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out where he got it from one day. So his dad, my grandfather, Pop-Up Don, everyone will call him D, passed away. May he rest in peace. One time, my Uncle Eric, who's my dad's brother, he said, "Hey, go up to D. Ask him how the Phillies are going to be this year. And whatever he says, agree with him and watch him go to the other side." And right. I went up and I was like, how do you think the Phillies are going to be? He's like, "They're going to be really good." And I was like, "Yeah, I also think they're going to be good." He's like, "Not so fast. They're not going to be good at all." And I was like, "Oh, that's where my dad got his."
He's the guy who wants to be on the other side.
Got his way. Yep. Nick Costos joins us now. He is the host of You Better You Bet, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And that's it. Costos, you there, brother?
What's going on? How are we doing today, guys?
We're good.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Frank.
Yes. The great Frank Sinatra. Notice he didn't write the song called Philly, Philly.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah. Enough out of here.
You played the music, Jack, not me.
I was trying to do a nice thing. There was no shot at Philly there.
I'm taking the shot at Philly, Jack. How about that?
Well, by the way.
28-3.
Yeah. Now, I know you're a Yankee fan, and we have no problems with the Yankees fans here, actually. It's only Mets fans. But I believe you said neither the Yankees nor the Dodgers would get to the World Series.
I did say that. Okay. Yes. Just in case we're keeping score, I also bet the Giants to cover the spread last week against the Eagles.
Yes.
If you want to just really unfurl the list of things I've been wrong about.
When you're emotional about it, makes it a little bit hard sometimes anyway. And by the way, you can't win all your bets. That's not me. You're obviously good at what you do.
I appreciate you saying that.
I guess just before we get to the football part, how are you feeling from a handicap standpoint for the World Series? I believe the Yankees are a slight favorite last time I looked.
Dodgers, like a slight, but we're close to even money. Dodgers are a small favorite right now.
Okay.
About -125. Yankees, like +105. If you flipped home field, if the Yankees had home field, I think the Yankees would be -125. Dodgers would be +105. I'm oddly confident. As a Yankee fan, I'm never confident. But I know, whatever. Like, no one wants to hear a Yankee fan bitch and moan. But, I mean, I'm being sincere, right? But we've gotten our tails kicked in for 15 years, right, after beating the Phillies in the World Series in 2009. So it's, hard to be really confident and optimistic. But I am right now ahead of the series. And I have to go back to, and I've been wrong, and I've paid with it, because I bet against the Dodgers in the first two rounds. I took the Mets, and I took the Padres. The reason why me and a lot of other people, and we've all been wrong, We all were wrong, right? The reason why we didn't like the Dodgers in those series is because the Dodgers don't have the starting pitching. Now, you got to give Dave Roberts credit. I don't think he's the best manager, like managing off the spreadsheet or off the calculator or whatever, but those bullpen games, guys, they've been really good for the Dodgers. A bunch of shutouts in this postseason in these bullpen games. I have to imagine, and look, it doesn't have to like go the way I think it's going to. Maybe the relievers are just absolutely lights out. I think the Yankees have the pitching advantage in this series. Now, I would like to see, like in the old days, not that long ago, when you paid a starting pitcher $350 million and he would get the ball games 1, 4, and 7 in the World Series, as opposed to Garrett Cole, who's only going to go games 1 and 5, which makes me sick.
Oh, I thought he was going 1, 4, and 7.
So I talked to a bunch of people, Spike. I can't believe this. Apparently, Cole will pitch game 1 and then game 5 and not 1, 4, 7.
But
I don't know what world we're in right now where this doesn't happen anymore. But I do think the Yankees have the better pitching. I think the lineups are really close to equal if Freddie Freeman's not 100%. And I am a homer a little bit here. So give me my New York Yankees to win World Series number 28.
All right, let's get to the serious stuff. Football. Eagles, Bengals. Last I look, Eagles 3-point underdog. It's bounced around from 2.5 to 3.5, right in that range. What do you like in that game?
So let me see where we're at right now. Okay, so BetMGM right now is hanging a Bengals juice 2.5. Like, there's no way that number's right if T. Higgins is not going to play.
Yeah.
So I just asked Jack, so I know you guys are aware of it. This news broke a couple minutes ago. T. Higgins questionable now, just added to the injury report. Knowing his injury history, I have no inside information. My guess is he doesn't play, but again, Sunday morning, like, we'll find out for sure. And I'll just say, like, earlier in the week, I did bet Cincinnati -2.5. I just like the matchup. I like the point spread being under 3. I'm not trying to be an Eagles hater. I like this matchup for Cincinnati. If T. Higgins is not going to play, guys, we have now seen this play out for season after season with Cincinnati, that in order for this offense to operate at peak efficiency, they need both Chase and Higgins in the lineup together. And if Higgins doesn't play, it's going to make life a lot easier on this Eagles defense, Vic Fangio and company. So, like, I can't give you a firm thought on this game until I know if T. Higgins is playing. If he plays and he's 100%, I think the Bengals win by 3 or more. Honestly, if he doesn't play in this game, I think the Eagles go into Cincinnati and win the game outright. That's how important I think T. Higgins is to the Bengals.
Wow. All right. So, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Could go either way. We'll know. What is it, 11 o'clock when we know if he's active or not?
11:30. We're okay. 90 minutes before kickoff always of the games.
All right. So give us we want your three best picks of the weekend, then we'll get a prop from you.
Okay, the three best bets this weekend. All right, let's see what we got on the board here. Let's go. I'll give you a total to start. Let's go over 41 with the Jets and the Patriots. I've lost so much money on the Jets this year. No desire to keep betting this team to cover spreads, but I do think their offense with Devontae and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall can score on a defense that is soft. How do we know? Because the head coach said it with New England. And I like Drake May a lot. I think he's been really good in the first two games for the Patriots. Over 41, Jets and Pats. I'll take the Browns, not just to cover at home against Baltimore. I'm going to have a bet on the Browns to win this game also with Jameis Winston as the quarterback this week for Cleveland. I think this point spread's way too big.
What's the number? Is it 7?
8.5.
Okay.
It should be 7. Like, that should be the point spread of this game with Deshaun Watson not playing. I'll take the Browns plus the 8.5, and I will also have a bet on the Browns just for this, Browns plus 8.5, but I'm saying, like, I'll bet the Browns to win the game as well. And last one, Raiders is no more. I can't give you the Raiders. That's not 10 anymore. Okay. No matter who plays quarterback for the Commanders, if it's Mariota and the number is Bears -3, bet the Bears. If it's Jaden Daniels, they're going to shoot him up on Toradol. He's not going to move really well with the rib injury, and the point spread goes down, bet the Bears. So it's Bears no matter what on the road at the Commanders on Sunday.
All right. What I like from you best are the props. Give us, you got a prop or two you really like this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'll give you one from the Eagles game. At some point, like, the sports books are going to get their brains beaten in on this prop because, like, they keep mispricing your guy, A.J. Brown, every single week. A.J. Brown, I want to, let's see, is it 75.5? It's comically low, the number for A.J. Brown. 75 or 77.5. Like, this is the Kellen Moore offense. It's hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley and throw it deep to A.J. Brown, which, by the way, is not a bad game plan. A.J. Brown, easy over 76.5 receiving yards. I love that. And the bonus one will be, we have seen tight ends really hurt the Seattle Seahawks. I think last week Kyle Pitts had a nice game. A couple weeks ago, George Kittle on Thursday Night Football. It's been a disappointing season, fantasy-wise, fantasy owners will know this, for Dalton Kincaid. But I love this matchup for Kincaid against the Seattle Seahawks defense. Dalton Kincaid for the Bills, over 41.5 receiving yards against Seattle.
All right. Well, there he is, Nick Kostos. We wish you honest good luck.
Spike.
Yes, we haven't announced who we're cheering for yet.
But do you? It's okay if you don't mean it.
With the Yankees?
Yes.
No, I, and we'll officially make our announcements later. But I have a very soft spot in my heart for the Yankees.
Good.
My time in New York. This is what I would say. Yankees fans were cool to me. Giants fans were whatever. You know, they're not passionate about anything.
Well, we suck. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's not fair, honestly.
But Jets fans and Mets fans will forever get my ire. I can't stand either of them. I hope they lose every game they ever play. I hope all of their fans are miserable. And the Yankees winning the World Series would make Mets fans even more miserable, as they will be reminded that they are truly the little brother in New York. So we do wish you the best of luck.
When's Joel Embiid coming back?
All right. Well, when's Mikal Bridges learning how to shoot again?
Hey, dude, he looks like me on the 4th of July after 14 years. Like, I don't know what the hell that is, man. It's terrible.
And I think Joel will be back Wednesday. That's my gut.
Can we get some good basketball here? Like, I'd like to see the Sixers fully formed here with Paul.
Yeah, they'll get there. That'd be nice. It's a long season.
I don't know, man. It looks like Celtics Thunder looks pretty likely to me after the first couple games. In any event, wishing everyone Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck.
There he is, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet. He is also the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Good picks by Nick.
Yeah, I disagree with one of
them. Completely out of control with the Browns outright beating the Ravens. I don't see that.
Yes. I wonder what.
But I like the 8.5, though.
I like
the 8.5 at home.
Is that probably plus 350 or something? I didn't hear what he said. The
Browns outright?
Browns outright was.
Oh, yeah.
But if the. I am curious to see how the Browns look with a functional quarterback there.
Jameis?
Yeah. Well, he's functional.
Functional. That's a, you know.
He's functional.
Maybe.
I just want the pregame speech, man. That's all I'm waiting on.
I'm going to add his postgame speech to
Eating those
Sean
W's
Watson.
Or whatever. Is well, that what it is?
But now it's all over TikTok and Instagram Reels. His defense over the weekend. It was so Jameis.
Of course. Yes. That's Jameis Winston. He's genuine with it.
He is his teammate, even though he's a bad guy. Whatever. Sometimes bad guys are your teammates.
Well, listen, Jameis can sort of understand.
Yes.
He's had his own issues.
Yeah. Plus 350, by the way. Yes.
Yeah. That was a good guess by me. All right. Coming up next.
And I like that Bears pick.
I might not like that one.
I like that Bears.
And we'll talk about that one, 5:30. All right, coming up next, we will reveal what Jack... Nope, that's not coming up for
it's
a little
It's not coming up for, nah, a, for an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to let that wait. Let that simmer. We learned a fact about Jack that he does not know that we learned. I'm excited to reveal that. But coming up next, the guy that gave us this idea for the show, Elliot Shore Parks, joins us, and he will explain to you why it will be an acceptable loss if the Eagles lose on Sunday. Also,
that ought to be fun.
Want to find out from Elliot, you know, how much he thinks this defensive performance over the last couple weeks is real and what they can do on Sunday against the Bengals. So Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Enjoy all the NFL action with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Now, new customers can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on a game this week. Now, when you go to the FanDuel app, you'll see a few of my favorite features that they have on there. How about the Parlay Hub, man? Go into that Parlay Hub, build you a nice little parlay. You can bet little to win a lot. That's what I love about the Parlay Hub. And how about the FanDuel Squares? A lot like, you know, the Super Bowl Squares. We all play Super Bowl Squares on Super Bowl Sunday. This is much better. You get to choose your numbers in-game if you want to. Now, just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.